What's been your response to the transition so far, and the legislation even that's been passed, like right to work, things that you vetoed?
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. First of all, I mean, I'm not going to be publicly critical of the governor. It's a tough job, you know. And as I told him, and as I worked with them during the transition, I think that they would tell you we were very, we worked with them regularly. We provided all the stuff we did. We gave them advice. We helped them. It's a tough job. I'm not going to be. There's plenty of people that be critical of the governor. That as a former governor, that's not going to be me. As far as the legislature, I hope that they think of what's good for all of the state, not just what's good for some political constituencies.
When you are written about in the history books, what do you want your legacy to focus on?
That I worked hard to improve education, that I worked hard to turn the economy around, that I didn't waste people's money, that we worked hard to balance budgets and control things, that the least among us, especially mental health and other things like that, that I spent a substantial portion of my time thinking about and caring for them, and that I had a broad range of issues that we were engaged on, and that I had a strong group of people around me, and that the ethics of our administration was basically second to none. And then politically, I'd like people to think that I was in the middle, that I understood, but that when I stayed in my position, that it meant something. I didn't shift on things.
You mentioned the least of these, and I have to follow up on a campaign promise from way back in 2008 in a gubernatorial debate with Congressman Hulsoff. I asked you what you would pledge to do to bring the numbers of women and children who were turned away from Missouri's domestic violence shelters down. I think at the time the numbers were hovering around 5,000, but they've only gone up. Yeah. And I know you have done a lot of work on that. I want to give you a chance to talk about that. But also, do you feel you could have done more now that those numbers are much higher?
They're horrific fact patterns. And quite frankly, as we worked through that, we did increase some of the resources there. But what we found was that the area, and I got MHDC working on it. In fact, we had a task force working on one of the real challenges was not just a shelter, but a place oftentimes for a woman and a kid to begin their life again. You know, you need a place to live and a job, that when you catch people that have that particular challenge, oftentimes there's this myriad of other things going wrong in their lives also. And so I think some of the programs we were able to begin to lengthen some of the stays and to give protection were there. One of the things you fight really hard, and when I try to put perspective on my service, is I try to think about the good things we did, but oftentimes your days were spent worrying about the things you didn't get done, that you couldn't accomplish, that you didn't quite, you know, we never got there on transportation. On healthcare, we had 100,000 kids, but we never got there to what we could do in some other areas. That's one of them where, I remember that question. We were down there on TV. You were there, and two other people asking questions too.
That's right.
When I had the chance to do some things, I think things got better, but to victims out there, their lives didn't get better. And for folks that are still in those challenges, I hope that folks in their communities are reaching out and helping them.